This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Abercrombie & Fitch, the retailer known for its sexy, some would say inappropriately sexy models, and for its clothes that scream Abercrombie, is ditching its logo. From now on, the company says its clothes will be logo-free, at least in North America, which is funny when you think about it, because for years, one of the biggest reasons to buy Abercrombie was to let everybody know that you were wearing Abercrombie. But times and tastes change, as Marketplace's Queenie Kim explains.
Once upon a time, teens loved big, huge logos, and Abercrombie led the charge. But no surprise, teens are fickle. Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at Wharton.
In general, I think there is a trend that kids are not as into logos as they once were because there's more of an emphasis on showing your own individuality.
But Kahn says it also depends on the logo. And right now, Abercrombie's is out of fashion with kids. Ronnie Moaz, an analyst at Standpoint Research, says the fast fashion trend has created a big shift in the teen clothing industry. For one thing, it's knocked Abercrombie off its perch.
I downgraded the stock in early July.
Moaz says retailers like Forever 21 and H&M are putting out the newest fashions quickly and cheaply.
Abercrombie, you're paying $50, $60, $70 for a dress. At H&M, it's $20.
And there's no logo, so kids can mix and match and feel like they're creating their own individual style. While this is good news for kids, CBN Siegel, an analyst at Nomura, says it's bad news for retailers.
Leaving the brand premium means your pricing power probably erodes, right?
And Siegel says it's not just Abercrombie, but all teen retailers that have relied on brands in the past. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.